Hello, everyone. Welcome again to the Living Letter Ministries radio broadcast. Like always, God is good and He is mightily moving. And I mean mightily moving by the Holy Spirit. He has so many wonderful things to say to His people who hear Him out. If you're the kind of person that wants to know the Lord and you hear Him out, the Lord can relate to you. If you love your brother as you love yourself, you're the kind of person that will hear God out. If you love the things that are right and hate the things that are wrong, you're the kind of person God can relate to. It's very important. Last broadcast, we dealt with some things about people who are sincere. And the Lord is looking for sincere people and people that will hear, people that have ears to hear. Now, people that have ears to hear comes in every sort. They do all kind of things before they know God. But when a person has a heart that desires to know God, they can change. That's why there are people who have done all kind of things, and they were bad in their way. But when they heard that God loved them and that Jesus died for them, they received salvation. We can receive salvation. And when you receive salvation, you are alive to God. And you have ears to hear. You want to do what's right. You have appetite for the things of God. You have appetite for what is true and what is honorable. And you desire the things of God. And that's why people that know the Lord will be strong and do exploits, because they endeavor to get to know Him. They seek Him, and they learn, and they grow, and they change, and they make change. Because when you love God, when you love His will and His ways, you're learning life. You're learning pure life. Living a pure life is very important. That's why the Lord set things up according to His word. He enabled us to live like Him. He didn't enable us to live like the world. There's no reason for evil. There's no reason to do people wrong. There's no reason to work against people. There's no reason to take what others have. There's no reason to lust after other people. There's no reason to lust after their possessions. There's no reason to lie. God has given us not only salvation, but the whole kingdom. There's no reason for sin. Again, when people choose the way of sin, this is what they're like. Imagine a person that has a hard time. They're on the side of the road asking for handouts. They have work for food signs. And they really need help, and they know it. See, there's only two types of people. People that need help and people that know they need help. Some people go through devastation and they're not lazy. They're not sorry. They need help. They've been divorced and their spouse stole their money, took all the money out. I heard all kind of stories that happened against people. Some people get divorced and their spouse take everything and then divorce them and run the credit up, and now they're devastated, and now they need help. And then a millionaire comes along, and he get people from wherever, anybody that want help, he's willing to help them, and he invites them to his home and give them a place to stay until they get on their feet, because he's wealthy. And then he offers them a job, and then he has a banquet, and he invites them to his own house to eat. And they're working now. They're able to take care of themselves. They're doing things again. And he makes a fine banquet, a dinner. And he sets out silverware and nice plates. And he has a band playing and everything, all the bells and whistles. And they can take care of themselves. They've been blessed. And then some of the people say, well, hey, look at the silverware. Look at the plates. Look at the nice things in the house. And they start stealing the man's silverware. And then they steal valuables that's laying around. Now, everybody would know that to do somebody wrong that reached out to you to help you, you know it's wrong. Why would a person steal from somebody that's blessing them and gave them a chance to get on their feet? Well, that's what people are doing to God. The Lord put Adam in the best place on earth, and he prepared a garden in Eden and put him there. And he gave him things to do and accomplish. And he gave him a way to do it. And then he blessed him. But he said, the tree that's in the, you can eat off any tree in the garden, but don't eat off the tree in the midst of the garden. That's mine. Don't eat off that tree. And he stole his silverware, so to speak. He put a few silver spoons in his pocket, so to speak. This, my friend, is sin. There's no reason for it. You can eat off any tree you want to, even the tree of life. But don't take the man's silverware. Don't lust after his wife. Don't try to do him dirt. That's what people are doing to God. They sell each other, they sell God's people drugs, and they know that it will destroy their family. And they care nothing about what's right. They do things that's wrong. They do what's corrupt. They try to lie to people to get gain. They do things that's obviously wrong. This is sin. The Lord set you up to live according to His word. So the Lord gave us Jesus Christ to get us out of sin, because with sin, you steal the wealthy man's silverware that tried to reach out to you and help you. With sin, you betray God. You betray God and you betray man. With sin, you betray yourself. You betray your family. By doing the acts of evil, you cut your own life short. Now, you know, now the same one who loves you has to turn around and judge you. When people get saved, they're not saved from Satan. They're saved from sin and the wrath of God, the judgment of God. The same one who loves you has to judge you, because he owns everything and he's not going to allow sin to be in his kingdom. Now the king came as a baby to redeem us back to the Father. Help us get rid of sin. Everybody that wanted out of sin can come out. But some people, they got sin in their hearts, and they will betray not only God, but everybody. See, if you can do man wrong, you're doing God wrong too. How can you do the Father right and the children wrong? If you work against a man's children, you're working against him. We're all made in his image. Everybody born of Adam, they're made in God's image. The fallen angels and their descendants are not made in God's image. There's no redemption for the hybrids, the giants that caused man to be corrupt. And they died. That's what you call demons. That's what you're fighting. Those are the influences that you fight. Now, with all that, the enemy is trying to get you to reject the wisdom and purposes of God. He's trying to get you to destroy not only your life, but others as well, through sin. If you're not redeemed from sin, you're in it. And it will control your life. Satan can control your life through your sin. Now, I don't want you to focus on sin. I want you to focus on the love of God, because he's the way out of this. He can help you understand the perfect will of God, God will relate to you and bring you forward and not backwards. He will help you live and not die. He came to give you freedom and life in Him. We have to learn how the kingdom of God works. And so many, for so long, people who have sin in their heart, they represent the way of the world. You can't have sin in your heart and represent the Father. Now listen to what happened a long time ago. The Lord put guidelines on people for life so that they could live, so that they could go forward. But the people thought that they could do things on their own without God. They didn't want God in their thinking process. They didn't want to deal with the laws of God. They didn't want to do it. They didn't receive the goodness of God. They wanted what they could take from others. And some people wanted to be blessed by God, though they were not willing to live according to God's word. So there are many who desire wrong, and they cherish what's wrong. Now listen to what happened. The Lord said, now go, write it before them in a table and note in a book, that it may be for the time to come forever and ever, that this is a rebellious people, lying children, children that will not hear the law of God, of the Lord, which say to the seers, now seers are prophets, see not, and to the prophets, prophesy not unto us right things, speak unto us smooth things, prophesy deceits. Get you out of the ways, turn aside out of the path, cause the Holy One of Israel to cease from before us. Wherefore, thus saith the Holy One of Israel, because you despise this word, and trust in oppression and perverseness, and stay thereon, therefore this iniquity shall be to you as a breach ready to fall, swelling out in a high wall, whose breaking cometh suddenly at an instant. And he shall break it as the breaking of the potter's vessel that is broken in pieces. He shall not spare, so that there shall not be found in the bursting of it a sherd, a small piece, to take fire from the hearth, or to take water withal out of the pit. See, the Lord, His judgment's going to fall on people who act like that, who operate that way. They don't want to hear the word of God, and they hinder other people from hearing. Some people don't want what's right. They want the world. And they vote for the world. They lobby for the world. They look for the world. And they expect the results of the world. They don't care about the things of God. And that's sad. Now, these broadcasts are on newlivingletters.com. Newlivingletters.com. Everything is free. And this broadcast is on there in real time. Now, when you go, click on the link and it will download this broadcast or any broadcast you want to hear to your device. And the writings are on the Living Letters page. That's newlivingletters.com. Everything is free. And I thank God that, you know, for His word, He said, freely you receive, freely give. And that's what we're doing. Now, when people reject the wisdom and knowledge of God, and they tell the preachers, don't preach what God said, preach what we want to hear. Now, they don't make it that obvious, but this is what's going on in your world, in the world system. People go to church because their wife wants them to go, or because their husband wants them to go, or they know they should take their children. But when the preachers teach people to do what's right, some people, when they write out their tithes check, they make a note to the pastor, we need you to tone it down a little bit on that sin. If any sin that they like, they don't want to hear it. They're saying the same thing that the people, hard-headed people, told Isaiah. Prophesy to us smooth things. Prophesy deceits. These are the kind of people that God is going to leave when He raptures His people. But then they don't just do that. They act like they love God so much, but they do their own will. See, lukewarm behavior stems out of insincerity. It's not how boisterous you are. It's not how loud you talk or how wonderful you sing or how much you preach. It's not, none of that means nothing when it comes to your salvation. Salvation, we receive salvation and we live according to God's perfect word. We live the process of salvation. We give people hope by doing so. But you can't love the enemy and go to heaven. You can't do what's right. Do what's wrong and go to heaven. You have to do what's right, because whatever's in your heart, that's what you will do. And that's just the way it is. And as we go forward in the Lord and do his word, we're going to see him move from glory to glory. That's just how it is. Everybody needs to follow the Lord, our God and King. And we need to know him. And we need to trust him. And it needs to be obvious that we love him. Only sincere people will do this. Now Paul wrote to Timothy, he said, the time will come where they will not endure sound doctrine. And that's terrible. They won't endure sound doctrine. But they'll do other things. Now, as we go forward doing the will of God, we can learn and we can grow from glory to glory. And we can live a standard that the world has put far away from them and give them light. See, sometimes there are people out there, when they see enough light, they will come. They will behold it, they will desire it, and they will change their life and destiny. And that's what it's all about. People coming to the knowledge of God and learning who he is and coming to a point of understanding. This is available for everyone. And the Lord is doing so. The things that God is doing is great. It's wonderful. He does it publicly, that we may see, so that when you look at what the hypocrites are doing, people that say they love God and they really don't, when you see enough light, you can thrive beyond them. And I use the word thrive because some people are in such survival mode, they don't know that they can thrive. You can actually thrive beyond the darkness of anybody's darkness, whether it comes from a preacher, a church, a family, a community, a city, a county, a state, or a nation. God will help you thrive beyond all that. That's why it's so important for us to receive the light of God's word.